Today's daf is daf Nun Gimel, and we got up to Amud Aleph, so about a fifth of the way down here. Tana Rabbanan Ochlin, but we were in the middle of discussing the Shiurim about when it is that we have to consider that it's no longer mutter to eat something during Shemitah because it's already the Zman HaBi'ur. So Tana Rabbanan Ochlin Ba'anavim Ad Sheyechalu Daliot Shel Uchal. We're going to have the Igirsa Uva, which is Avel Kramin. So for each min, basically we're locating over here a place which has a long and fertile season for that particular min. Ucha, which may be Avel Kramim, was the place in which Chayot would be most likely to still be able to find Anavim. And so until such time as those Anavim are completed, for the Chayot you're allowed to eat. But if you find something later, I mean, this is not some type of magical psak. It's just the way in which it's very often found. If you have a place where you know that the grapes are still available, you can continue to eat the grapes during Shemitah. Ochlin bezeitim, ad shechaleh acharon shebetekoah. Rebbe Eliezer, ad shechaleh acharon ingush halam. The shear, when we say acharon, obviously doesn't mean the very last grape. It's kidei she'ani yotzei ve'inam yotzei lo benofo ve'lo be'ikaro rova. Even though you find a couple of grapes here and there, but you can't collect yourself a liter of grapes on a vine, forget it. That's already considered to be too late in the season. Now you have to be mafkir. Ochlin bigrogrot, ad shechalu pagi betini. Betini would be the place where you would find the figs that stick around but that don't mature. And then indeed, Omer Yira Lohusgru Pagi Beitine Elenin Mais, because we had that whole question of this is the same type of thing that we had before, but the kafniot that never mature. These are figs that are on male trees, and the only way you can eat them is you put them into a container and they sort of heat up off of the tree. And that's their bishul. But they never completed pri on the tree. That's where it was talking about. Ahine, the Tuvina, this place called Tuvina, they had these immature figs. That was what it was talking about, that those pagim, or the tmarim, the ahine or tmarim, or the pagi beitine is the equivalent thing in the shear of the teina, where you have pagi, as we pointed out many times, pagi seems to relate to the English fig, which is called fig because of the medrash that Adam Arishon ate the Eitz Hadat, pag. It was immature. So, and the fig is considered to be the Eitz Hadat because of the fig leaf, which is the only leaf that could be used. So in the male of the English fig is now an equivalent of pagi. By the way, there's other mekoreses, because the mocker of figment of the imagination, which is nageya, it's very interesting, because nageya, the etzadas as well, comes from a word which means the wall around paradise, believe it or not. It's a very, very strange, very, very strange interrelationship of how fig came to be related to the nature of the etzadas, which is unbelievable. But anyway, so these are the fagi, are the equivalent of the ahine. It's a coincidence that ahine follows Beitine, because there's no relationship between them. The ahines are the tmorim that we're talking about, and the pagi are the te'inim that we're talking about, and these are two different places. Ochlin b'tmorim adish yechale acharon shebetzoah. Shem Gamliel Omer. Ochlin al shel ben akitin, then ochlin al shel ben ashitzim. You recall in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that there's a machlokas in the machlokas tanoim as to whether you can include figs that are on the ground, so to speak, but they're not accessible because they're caught between the pointed pieces of wood that stick out of the bottom of the tamar, which are called the benashitsi. Vraminu, huh? Availability to the animal as opposed to the abstract availability. Vramini, ochlimba, anavim. Now, all of these shiurim don't seem to be really nogea, because it says beferush, ochlimba, anavim, ada pesa, bezeitim, ada atzeret, begrogrot, ada chanukah, betmorim, ada hapurim, where Rabbi Yochanan actually changed around the last two. That grogrot are eaten until Purim, and the tmarim are eaten until Chanukah. But I mean, in any way, whatever you're saying over here is that these are different shiurim than the things that are given. What does Tzohar have to do with it if the shiur is a particular time in the year? Was the Mishnah giving us places? All the cases that we had before were places. What about the Mishnah? We talked about Gush Halav and about Tekoa and about Avil Kramim and so on. I mean, you're telling me that there's a time, so there's a time. Well, idividi chad shiuro. It may be that the times are basically based on a statistical analysis of how often you'll find the peros in these particular places. So in other words, there's a machlokas actually how to understand the nature of the times. Some learn that the time is only the time that you have to be choshesh, that it's a zman abir, and you'll have to find out whether in fact there are peros that are left, because very often it turns out that the peros by that time of the year are gone. But others learned that indeed it's an analysis that's based on the standard. So that when Chazal were koveya time, what they said was kolal chayim, and I saw that is not a definition of a particular state in a particular year, but rather it's a gilui that this particular thing normally is no longer available. That's izman habir. I find it far-fetched, but that's how they learned it. Some. The Ibai Sema is fine, because the Ibai Sema says, look, there's two different issues. Chazanishim, he learns it's just a din of Suffolk. Hakatani Ba'adei, it says, Beferush of here, Im Yesh Mucharot Mehen, Ochlin Alehen. So it's not when we said these were the things that you rely on. We were saying in general, we weren't saying anything. If you have, indeed you know that there are later ones, and there's later ones. If the Chazal want to identify places and times that are indications, perfectly valid. Tanya Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Siman Laharim Milin, the simen that you're in a mountain climate area is if you have gallnut trees. Siman La'amakim, to know that you're in what's called an Amek area. You must have been asked what the heck this is all about for map, cartographers, or what is this? Siman La'amakim, if you want to know you're in a valley, the simen is Dikalim. And Siman L'Nechalim, you want to know you're in a Nachal, then you can look around for the Kanim, for the reeds. Siman L'Shvela is the Sikkimah. That last thing I can actually bring an indication of Pesach. Shemar, V'yitein HaMelech et HaKesef B'Yerushalayim Ke'avanim V'et HaRazim Natan K'Shikmim Asher B'Shvela. There you go. So apparently the Shikmim, the Sikkimah, is found in the Shvela.
Oh, those are long.
The road.
Huh? Those are long gone.
Are they long gone?
Yeah, Shikma and the Shvela.
That's terrible.
There was a disease at the beginning
of the Turks.
Oh, there was. There was a... No, no. There was all over the world. There were very serious Shikma.
The Mishnah uses the Shikma as the Shikma.
Yeah, Baltimore had a beautiful street that was completely... It was called Sycamore.
Sycamore Lane?
And what, now they don't have
it? The trees died. It was an incredible street which you had. It was completely covered by branches. You would go through like they used to have in the Rova by Dr. Fogea S. Tegemar. Allah Alamai said, you're telling me Simin laharim milim, simin laharmakim de kalim, who cares? No, the nafkamina is lagabi bikurim. Tetzlan ein levi'im bikurim el mishivat haminim. First of all, you should know that the chiyuv is on those things which are shevach eretz yisrael. But even within them, you can't bring for bikurim de kalim shebeharim or any other tree that are in amakim, because they have a tendency there to fungus and to, it's so damp that there's problems with the food. And part of the dinim of bikurim is that they have to be beautiful. So the Dekalim, fine. The Dekalim, those are miyufat. You can't bring the Dekalim from the Harim. And therefore, you got to know, am I in a Har or not? Similar to Chalim Kanim, Nafkimina no Nachalaitan. This is remarkable, because Nafkimina Nachalaitan, they ask, it's Machlokas, Rashi learns Nachalaitan. There's a question of whether it's a valley, not that it has water, but Chalal. So it's a Nachal in which there was carved out
a canyon.
If it's a Nachalaitan, I mean, what's the relationship to Kanim? Kanim grow Dafkin water. On the other hand, on the Shita, that it's a Nachalaitan means a fast flowing Nachal, which is the Rambam. What do you mean it's a simen? I mean, either it is a Nachalaitan or it isn't. What do I need a simon? You can't ask me. I don't know if I'm being washed away by water or not. Sure, if it's a place in your neighborhood.
No, but isn't that good? That's the simon. If there's kind of growing there, so, that means
that
would define not.
This is how they ask on
Rosh Hashanah. Why should it change geography that they initially called it because of changing the past?
It's too complicated, Mr. Ball. I'm out of practice.
Come on.
Honestly.
Could have been a one-time geological.
I'm out of practice.
We haven't had such a long time.
Did you understand that?
What created the Nachal is in general rain. But the fact that topography that caused the water to get there changed at this point in time temporarily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why should that change the status of it being a
Nachal? Why should I'm trying to get it? I still don't understand.
There's no Kanim there because there's no more moisture. Over the last 20 years, there hasn't.
Apparently,
been.
It's saying that's the nature of a Nachal. We identify Nachal with Kanim. It's a topography that includes growth. That's what a Nachal is. A Nachal is a place of Kanim. What can I do? Or we can have Karota from all of this, and indeed the Rambam doesn't bring it to Europe. Nafkamina lebekakomemka. Very simple. The Nafkamina could be for Simin Shvela Shikma. Sorry, I skipped. Simin Shvela Shikma. What's that? Nogea Nafkamina. Somebody sells you something, a piece of land in the Shvela, and you say, that, you call the Shvela? That's already the beginning of Foothills. He says, no, take a look, it's full of sycamore. So obviously it's Shvela. So then he can prove that he's in the Shvela. Well, Rashi learns, that's what the Meiri learns, because the Pashtas, Rashi learns that to be called Shvela requires Shikma.
Mm. Right.
Point.
We learn it's called Shvela because it's Mishtapelet. Not that it's Shafel and low.
Black. I see. So far, maybe you're right.
So maybe it's a, I know Shvela Yehuda is all the way down to the coast, isn't it?
I always thought so. Yeah. Maybe that's just a modern usage. Anyway, now that you're telling me Legabe Shikma, that we need to come on to Mecca from Mecca, maybe the whole thing is only said in terms of Mecca from Mecca, in which case none of this would be no gear in terms of the sin and the horing zone. Well, I mean, mountain is a very relative kind of thing. You know, I mean, they make mountains out of molehills all the time in this country.
No, we're in mountains, but you don't, often don't sense it. Right?
Right. You're in a mountain, right? Actually, you might not be aware of it. No, no, because you look around, you don't see it. All you see is the hills. You can't see the
world. We're in Nachlas Yeshua, it's called Shila, this way the Pacific
are. Okay, and they are all
fully. Yeah.
Okay. Nothing in the modern case otherwise.
Okay.
The Heilige Mishnah. In a place where the minhag is, continuing on now in our parakah, various minhagim and where you follow where you are. So in a location where they would sell behemah daka to goyim, you could sell. Makom shenlo minhagu limkor in mokrim. Places where there was a minhag not to sell, they wouldn't sell. Now the meisin avadazara, they made in the mesechet avadazara, more initially made this issue dependent on whether you have to chesh for lif naiver, because goyim will sleep with the animal, in which case it doesn't matter the size of the animal. But the gemara there, the pashtus is that was only a havim, you know, we have charata, because since the schas the Gemara says that we're not really chashash for misuse of the animal. So then what is the chashash over here? The chashash is that if we sell a large animal, the large animal is usually used for work, and it may come out that it ends up being a problem of a Jew's animal working on Shabbat, which is Osir, because of the Isser of Shvitat Behemto, even though I'm selling it. But in order to avoid the confusion of a rent a horse, which we'll see that the question whether a horse is included according to Sarah, or rent a donkey, or rent a bull, which is even worse because it's used almost exclusively for malacha. So over there, it could be that it would be the Shem Yisrael slash still Nikron the behemoth.
So but worse,
yeah. Well, but it could be that renting us of spheres would be a kinyan. But the problem, but there would be a question that's still called the Yisrael's behemoth. But the bigger problem would be if he tries it out, he's trying to buy it before Shabbos, and trying out the animal before Shabbos, and then the animal's not responding properly. You know, we're trying to sell it. You know how to get the car on, you know, so you go and get a little crutch. Yeah, you're the only guy who can get that car started. There's an issue with the animal. You know, that animal ain't moving. So the Jew says, come on, bossy. So it goes.
Oh,
so it's Mechamer, but by then it's already Shabbos, because the guy was trying out to do this before, so it's Kosher Mechamer. But, so that this would be the Minhag would be based on it's not a Gezerah, obviously, because then it would be Gezerah, but it's a Minhag in which, once they started not selling to the guy, they didn't sell small animals either, even though small animals are not used for Malach. All right? But Lamaisa, others learned that this is still a question of sexual misuse. The Gemara didn't have Charata. So, the Shinaga would be dependent in places where that's an accepted kind of activity or where it's not, obviously not among the Jews. And the behemah gasa, when we say behemah gasa, it doesn't have to be fully grown animals. I mean, it could be even agalim, sayachim, even if they're shvurim, shleimim u'shvurim. So there's one gezerah, even though lemaisa, if it's shavur, you're not going to be using it for malach. Obviously, the reason that he bought it was food purposes. But in order to avoid the coming to the answer, we made it a blanket kind of thing.
Shvurim would not
apply as mum. No, Rebbe, it's worse than a mum. It's not usable. A broken leg is Rebbe Yehuda matir b'shvur. Rabbi Yehuda says, look, if it's broken, then that means you're not going to use it for work. So what'd you buy it for? I mean, you buy it because you're looking for a pet. You bought it because you're looking for food. So if that's the case, you're going to shech the right away. How's it going to come now to be looked at as a Jewish animal working? Ben b'teira matir besus. And what's more, Ben b'teira says, look, what is a sus usually used for? Not as a animal for pulling, but as a beast of burden in the sense of riding or carrying a person. But carrying a person is not a problem on Shabbos because Achayna say it, that's no. So he's not really going to be doing a malach. The Arisa anyway, right?
Why
so there's no Shemizah.
Right.
You can mean Mecham as long as the animal's not doing anything. Mm-hmm. You can to call your animal to come, but over here, the only thing it's carrying is carrying you. Mm-hmm. It's carrying you, that's not really carrying. We're certainly not going to hasa, chshasha, the animal carrying the drabonim, we're going to say, that's not, so what's the problem? Mokom shenagu, lechot sli, leleik psachim ochlim, mokom shenagu, shalo lecho lein ochlim. So if they have a minhag not to eat roasted meat, so then you don't eat it on Pesach. Place where the minhag was not to eat, you know. So there's a machlokas over here whether this means any roasted meat or whether the case is talking about something that is right for Pesach. We'll see in the Rishonim. But Lamaisa, we pass in any roast.
And
we'll see in a. What do you mean? This is the minhag, the Ramadan. Right, like a Pesach.
Yeah, not like a roast
as
we call
tonight. Not something that would be possible for the government Pesach. Omer Yudam Rav. Asur lo la'adam shi'omar basar zela Pesachu. person can't say this meat is rupesa. This is talking about even if it's a piece of meat, Rashi writes. Because it looks as if he's going to be eating kachim bachutz. Tosfos says, what kind of crazy? How is that possible?
Yeah.
And it's already shakir. Right. We're going to say that what? That he's being magdish for the May Pesach, and he's not being for kachim bachutz. Anyway, that's dependent on the machlokas whether you could be magdish something that isn't the derech of Mugash, we'll see on the base. Tosfos says that it looks like he had been magdish. So he's reiterating the fact that this was his Pesach, that this was his boss, it was miyuchat for
Pesach.
No, that, because of this, we don't say Pesach Zen, lift it up. That's correct.
That's right.
That's brought on this sugya by the Rishonim. So because of this, in the Gainim, it's brought here. Don't lift up, when you say matzah and so on, don't lift up Pesach Zen, because it looks like you're calling it an actual carbon Pesach, or making a Pesach. It was a minig in Ashkenaz that they used to dry meat. They used to make biltong for Pesach. And they would never say, this meat is for Pesach. It was only called yontav meat, not Pesach meat. Because of this Gemara, even way before, they weren't. And there's an even stranger minna, because take a look at this. Omer of Papa, Dafka Basar, Avochiti Lo. Wheat is not a problem. Why? Because wheat is the mintar lapischaka Omer. That obviously means that you're setting aside to use for your matzah. So over there, there's no problem. Yeah. So what do you mean? And if it's the type of thing that wouldn't be usable for what about for the chicken? Am I going to think that you're bringing a chicken for your problem? How about if it's a new pitcher? What do you mean, Chiti Lo? What's this Chiti Lo? And what the reason Chiti is because Chiti are for matzahs? And if it wouldn't be for matzahs, then it would be us. So some of the Dafka Bedayek from here, but you can't say anything is for Pesach, unless Chiti and Mela people take that to mean the matzah. But anything else, fine, Moritz, I guess. Right, interesting. So then you'd have to be careful if you're being miyachid a new Seder plate.
But why? Why is it?
Maybe you mean not everybody knows a Seder plate for a Seder.
No, but I mean like by Shabbos.
Because maybe you mean Lidmei Pesach.
For the Korban Pesach.
For the Dummim, you're being magdish this, you're setting it aside that it should be sold in order to buy a Korban Pesach.
And even though we don't have a base to make this,
what do you mean? We've got a lot of people that are so hopeful that they would do this. So,
yeah, well,
sure. Shows your bitachon. I wouldn't be surprised. Says the Gemara, so you're telling me I'm not busser? Meisvei Omer of Yossi, Tudus Yishrumi, in Iges B'nei Romi Lechog B'dinim Kulasim B'lelei Pesachim. He made this minhag in Rome, Tudus. And we'll see later on that Tudus was a Talmud Chacham. And a Chashev man, and he made a minhag in which everybody would prepare a Gedi Mekulas, which would mean to have the entrails outside and over the fire, the way you would do with a Korban Pesach. And they would all eat it as a Zeichet for the Pesach. Sholchulosa, they sent it from Bezdin in Malay Tudusata. If you wouldn't be Tudus, turns out Tudus was a heck of a big donor to Yeshivas. if you wouldn't be Tudus, we'd put you in the needle. Shata machilat Yisrael kodashim bachutz. What does this mean? I can't really mean kodashim bachutz. He didn't make it a garden besa. Kodashim bachutz ha-kevayta. Elayma karov la-achil. At Israel, Kadashim Bachutz, but I mean, anyway, you see over here that there's no problem of Basr. There's only a problem of Basr. It looks like a Korban Pesach. So why is Rav saying Basr, any Basr? You see here, Mekulas and Shemekulas. What are confusing two sugyas? Mekulas is talking about that he didn't say anything about Pesach. He didn't say Pesach Zeh Shanu Reichlin. He didn't say Arei Zeh LaPesach. He just had them eat a Gedim Mekulas. So over there, Loshna Amar, Loshna Lo Amar. Since it is so reminiscent of a Pesach, over there, even if nobody mentioned that Arei Zeh Pesach would be awesome. So Bashenken regular meat, she'ino makula. There, if he says areza, the Pesach is a problem. So pireshin, lo piresh, lo. Lamaisa, what was going on apparently is that to this hell, that the problem was the question of that it was near it. So if everybody in town does the same thing, there's no problem. Because everybody knows it. This is what we eat on Pesach. So how's anybody going to come?
So that's why he's preaching
that. So he was back here.
He need
that they should all have that, and then there won't be any chashash. Makes a lot of sense. So then the Bezdin was telling, no, it's not a din in that it's near it. It's that people will learn from it that indeed there's an inyan of eating the Pesach. So maybe an individual will come to be magen. Not because of near it. It would be not more of a gezera kind of thing. It's interesting that there was clearly a desire to mitaken on his part when he was in it. Ravacha, Masa, Lama, Smith, to Rabbi Shimon. Now this that we said over here of Tudus, he said Omar Rabbi Shimon, Tudus Yishromi, etc., etc. Instead of the way we have it, like Rabbi Yossi. Maskel Rabbi Shesh says, oh no, that's not an innocent change, my friend. Bishlem Lamanda Tony like Rabbi Yossi Necha. So look, if you learn like Rabbi Yossi, then fine, then this the whole sugya makes sense. But if you're going to read that it's Rabbi Shimon, then it doesn't make sense because Atznan Rabbi Shimon Poter Shaloit Nadev Kederech Hamitnadvim. Over there, the shaila was somebody who was mekabel on himself to bring a mincha from Seorim. Now, he thought you could bring a mincha from Seorim. The mice of mincha from Seorim can never be brought as an adama. The only time you bring a mincha from Seorim is either for the Omer or for an Isha Sotat. He says, I'm going to bring a mincha from Seorim. So there's a machlokas there's a number of issues that are confused here. Let me just tell you briefly what it's no gea, because coming in gea later on in the sugya. The moment he says, Arei alai mincha, you could say, Tfos Lashon Rishon, and he's not chayav in the mincha. When he comes along and completes his words, it says, Mina Seorim, we could view that as a chazara and ignore it. What do you mean, Mina Seorim? You already mechayav yourself in a mincha. Mincha is brought for chitim, too bad. So now you bring a mincha chitim. Or we could say that af begbar dvarav nitvas adam, and therefore was a statement in which we were saying, Arei alai mincha mina seorim. In which case, he doesn't bring it at all. Because it was a mistake. And he was not misnadiv kederech hamitnadvim. So that's not called Hekdesh. Hekdesh has to follow the format of what is roi, what he said. The third issue is, Ein adam atzid varav levatala. When a person says something that doesn't make sense, there's a shita that holds that it's reinterpreted to make sense, some sense. In which case it would be b'chayiv itself something. The maisa, the sugi about whether, af b'gmar dvarav nitfas adam. The mark of the sugi is in temura, where the person says, areze temurat ola temurat shlamim. So if you learn that tfos ad lashon rishon, the moment it comes to temurat zayla, the rest is meaningless. If you can't change something from a temurat zayla into a shlamim. Therefore we ignore it. If you hold af b'gmar dvarav, so then you would learn that it's a half temurat zayla, half temurat shlamim. You'd have to sell it, use half of the money to bring an oil, and half the money to use a shlomi. And that would be what he meant. Okay, so now in this sugya, Rabbi Shimon, who pottered bringing the mincha at all, shaloit nadev, kederech hamit nadev. So now, if that's the case, that means that even he holds Afbigmar Dvarav, so we don't say Tvos Lashon Rishon. And therefore, he didn't say anything. If we're talking about a Gedim Akulas over here, to say that it's Kachem Bechut, in what sense it would be, what is he trying to do now? He's going to make it now a Korban Pesach? You can't make it now a Korban Pesach. You have to be Makdash it before the Shvita, and so on. That's called Hekdesh. Somebody says, this should be my Korban Pesach. Even if we understand that we're afraid, and the Bezin is telling him we're afraid, someone may get so into it. Oh, man, I got a Korban Pesach for myself, honey. And so this is my carbon Pesach. But that's not going to mean it. They'll say this is a carbon Pesach. You can't do that anyway. So it won't be misnadiv, kederech misnadiv. According to Rabbi Shimon, we don't reinterpret his words to say he means that we'll use it for Tvei Pesach for next year. What it doesn't mean that means nothing. So if you're saying it's going on Libra Rabbi Shimon, you're pulling out the carpet from underneath the Mishnah. Because the whole point of the Mishnah is that there's a mokum to be geyser. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. There is no mokum to be geyser. Amalei Ravina Lurvashi. And what would be so great if we say it's Rabbi Yossi and not Rabbi Shimon? It's still no good. Why? Because iman the matzvah Rabbi Yosi minecha, the Omar Rava Rabbi Shimon b'shitat Rabbi Yosi amra. Rabbi Yosi was the one who said areiz t'murat olat t'murat shlamim, that it's both. Why? Because we don't say the first moment that a sentence has a chalos, that's what it means, and it becomes a t'murat shayla. No, af b'gmar dvarav adam nitfas. He meant to say milah chatchila t'murat shayla t'murat shlamim. Since he has a problem and only have one oral orifice in which he's able to pronounce things, so therefore he said it in a linear fashion. What do you want from the poor guy? So I'm a male. It's both. Rabbi Shimon held of the same thing. I will say, but the moment he said Arei Alai Mincha, before he said Seirin, he was already chayv in Mincha Shechita. What do you mean he was already chayv? He only has one mouth and it takes time to complete a statement. Which means that Rabbi Shimon's own Shita about the din of Mincha was based on his paskening like Rabbi Yosef. That we don't take the first thing that comes out of your mouth and matfis you to it, but rather Af Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas. Now, it makes sense, does it not, that my love in Rabbi Shimon is like Rabbi Yosef, the same way that Rabbi Shimon holds Rabbi Yosef in this issue. A bigmar dvarav adam nitfas. Rabbi Yosi would have agreed to Rabbi Shimon, and he would have said that a mincha means a mincha sorry, and therefore would be batal. No, not necessarily, says the Gemara. I mean, in which case, if Rabbi Yosi holds Rabbi Shimon, of course, doesn't help to read this by Rabbi Yosi. You end up with the same problem. What are we chayshit for? The guy's going to say this is a korban pesach. Even if he would, wouldn't make any difference because he's not being misnadev kederech hamitnadvim. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. It could be the Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yossi in terms of the issue of Af Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas, but that does not mean that Rabbi Yossi would necessarily hold of Rabbi Shimon in that case, because there's still alternatives. He may have said, but look, if a guy says something stupid, then we reinterpret it. People don't say things that should make no impact. So Mamela, we find out, okay, we'll see, we won't say Ein Bidvar of Kum. Rabbi Yossi may hold that that he'll have to bring an Minchas Chitin, even though he doesn't hold it for his Lashon Rishon. But he may still hold another Motzi Dvarav Levatala. So we have basically, that's why I pointed out to you earlier, we have a number of different sugyas that are interrelated over here, but they're not necessarily the same, which is what the Gemara is saying now. Even though you may hold Tvos Lashon Rishon, it doesn't mean Tvos Lashon Achron doesn't mean that Rav Yosef would necessarily hold of the Klal that it wouldn't be a Minch at all, or that in this case it wouldn't be a Korban Pesach at all. Maybe it would mean Dvei Pesach. Tudis Yishromi, this guy Tudis that we said we wouldn't put him into Chayrim, is that because he was a Talmud Chacham, or is it because he was like powerful, scary? Was this like, we won't put your Chayrim because we're afraid you'll eat us? Well, what exactly was it? Was he a Gavra Rava or is it a Bala Grofin? Tashma. Oh, Zodarash Tudis Yishromi. Here, obviously, the guy's giving out a drasha. I mean, he must be a Talmud Chacham, not a mafia guy. At least those days. So, Mara'u Chananya Mishova Azaria Shemasru Atzmam HaKdushat Hashem LeKivshan HaEsh. Why did Chananya Mishova Azaria hold that they should be Meister Nefesh to be burned in the Kivshan HaEsh and not bow down? This is amazing because it's again our whole this was the reason for Purim, they bowed down to the statue that the Nebuchadnezzar put up. So why was it that Chananya Mishova Azaria didn't? And here's another Purim Pesach connection. They learned it out of the Tzvar Da'im at the time of Pesach. So the Tzvardaim at the time of Pesach was a Kavachol Matzvah, Mitzvardaim. Matzvardaim Shein Mitzuchim Al Kiddush Hashem Kitivu Bo Valu B'Beitecha U'Betanurecha B'Misharotecha. It says over here that the ovens were filled with frogs. Now, it says that together with the dough. What does dough have to do with ovens unless somebody's in the middle of baking a cake? But if they're in the middle of baking a cake, then the oven's already warm. So how did the frog get into the oven? Oh, it must be Meiser Nefesh and jump into the oven and get burnt, despite the fact that it didn't have a chiyuv the dafka to go into the oven.
Pluck your magic coin up from
me.
Only adult people
that maybe so Emata Mishra Bitsuyanur. Abe Omer Bishasha Tanur Kham. Okay? So Anu Shemitsuvima Kedushat Hashem. Alachat kama v'kama. So we should for sure jump into the oven. A lot of problems. I mean, first of all, the most obvious problem in Shagas Arias problem is understand, say that they're not Mitzuvah Kedushat Hashem. They were sent. If they were sent, then that's an Emechat Tzivoy God Al Mizeh Vatzav Kamina. This is what you're sent for. And that's Arias Tekasha. There's a lot to discuss about Arias Tekasha. But there's another Shiloh here. The only reason you wouldn't would be because of a Chai Benam. It's also the same as what they have written there. But if they're not Mitzuvah Kedushat Hashem, also not Mitzuvah V'chai Benam. So then, if they were sent, so then they should jump into the oven. Why not? But Lamaisa, I think it was Chaim Shmuelevitz that was just that they weren't told the dafka to jump into. They're all given a tzivoy. Go to Mitzrayim. Memela they'll fast. They'll be here. They'll be there. And this is the way it will be. Not that there was a tzivoy or a particular frog go jump into an oven. So what does he have to go jump into an oven for? Let the other guy jump. Exactly. Which is very nogeya bichanani mishal vazaria. Because that's what he asked you over. What do you mean maro? As Tosis points out, it was befarhesia. I mean, Nebuchadnezzar was making a big deal out of it. So then they ought to be mechuyev to jump. What do you mean? You have to bring a raya from the tzvardeya. That's the chiyev before I ask you. The after Hashem lo kecha, the chol avov, the chol nafshu. So what's even the question? So some learn the question is what? They could have left that. Daniel wasn't there. Where did Daniel go? Yeah, business trip in Hong Kong. Where he was going to stay over there to get himself knocked off. But they bedavka stood around because they wanted to make a fuss over it. Now others learn the question is what do they have to? They had to bedavka tweak the Nebuchadnezzar. I mean, you read the pasuk over there. They were getting on his case. They show up there in their fancy clothes and they say, listen here, Nebuchadnezzar, old buddy. We're not interested in your laws. We're not interested in your gods. And we have no intention of bowing down to your shadows. So tell us, what do you intend to do about it, you idiot? Now, obviously, talk to them like that. I mean, you're not exactly conciliatory. So why did they feel that they shouldn't be? At least try to be nice about it. Maybe you would let them off and so on. So that's the point, that they bedavka went out of their way the way Mitzvardaim. Another shout out from the Rishon, Mizaz Mashman Midrashim as well. The only Tzvardaim that didn't get themselves knocked off were the ones in the Danurim. Because if you take a look by Mitzrayim, in the beginning it says where they were, it says Betanurecha, Bisharotecha, and so on. But when it says that God brought the women, that all of them died, rather. Right? When there were piles, it didn't mention the ones that were in the Tanurim. So apparently they didn't die. So they were Nasu Kavachoyim Rabbi Ashram. Aha! Those were the guys who made it. Then we can jump in. But then everybody asks, if that's the case, they went in Amanas to have an ace. But it's like, you go in Amanas to have an ace, then you're not saved.
They didn't go on.
Okay, anyway, but this is the very important, very, very important thesis, who explains that the statue of Nebuchadnezzar was not an avatar. It was a political device. It was essentially an andarta, and there was no chiyuv for being mezuneh. The issue was, well, over here, do you have a right to put yourself into a matzah in which you make a statement, which is then mechayev mesiras haf? That's what was running out, because they held that buying into malchus bavel in this fashion is boils down to acceptance of their entire cultural view and so on, would have meant the absolute assimilation. And therefore, they were most enough to undermine the whole thing. That ties in very, very much with the whole story of the Megillah Esther. And the issue. The issue was the question of the Malchut, with the party and so on, which is a continuation. We call parties Ad Hayom Hazeh, because these were the beginnings of political party, the first elements of political party that came directly from the statue of Nebuchadnezzar, so it was a political act, and then became actual populism in the story of the Megillah. It became parties for that purpose, in which we won't force you. Right? Populist party. Ain't on ace. Okay, so it's very, very much part of the Purim story, the way the Tosfos says it. He brings a raya, because the Gemara says that if Hanani, Mishael, Azariah would have been tortured, then they would have been Mishael. The Tosfos says, how do you say that? You're telling me that there's no way they could have, there are people who stand up against torture. So notice the point over here is what he says, Chas v'Shalom, we should say that about a person that he was mechuyev to stand up against torture. He wouldn't have stood up against torture. How do you know? If you're telling me that this was a extra halacha thing, okay, fine. I'm willing to be meiser nefesh, but you lose your rutzen, which is self-motivated anyway. If you're being meiser nefesh because of a tzivui, you could stand up against torture. If you're being meiser nefesh because of your own rutzen, so it's about to your own rutzen. Fine. Anyway, it's a beautiful, beautiful sugya for today. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Omer, this tudus ish romi that they said they wouldn't put him in teherim, he was neither a mafia guy, nor was he such a big talmid chacham they wouldn't put him in teherim. He was a big donor. And he was matul malai, the kisha tamid chachamim hoy. The Omer of Yochan kol on matul malai, the kisha tamid chachamim. Zocher v'yoshev v'yeshiva shomalo, shema ki betzela chokma, betzela kesef. There you go, it's straight up. People that are in the mechitza of chokma, the people who have the money are sitting in the same cell. How did they get there? They paid for it. No, Chas v'Shalom. Same type of idea that they share this.
It was teaching them to fish instead of giving them fish, right? I mean, the idea being enabling them to make money, not just giving
them
money.
Oh, you mean, yeah, enabled them to make money.
Where?
Matil Malai, it's not time to throw out for money. Yeah, go into business with them. They enable them to make money, which is the best possible.
Took the Heidegger Mishnah.
Makom shenohagu lahadlik esaner b'leila yom ha-kippurim madlikim. Makom shenohagu shelo lahadlikim madlikim. So if there's a minag, we'll see the Gemara, there were two ways of looking at the value of a ner leila yom ha-kippurim. Normally, on Shabbos, we light the ner because of Shalom Bayis. Generally speaking, we're makbid that the ner should be in the place where you eat, which on Yom Kippur would be rather difficult to have your ner b'makom ha-su'udah. But nonetheless, there were people that were made to be madlik on Yom Kippur. And the issue comes out, of course, what about if Shabbos is Yom Kippur? That we'll see in the Gemara, because if there's no, it depends what the din of the ner is. But lamaisa, you're not supposed to have Shalom Bayis in the ultimate sense on Yom Kippur, because you're not allowed to have relations with your wife. So some bedavka did not light a candle in order to avoid seeing each other, so as not to increase desire, whereas others bedavka did light, because since the light would be on, people would be less likely to get into bed with each other. And therefore, be not on. But in either direction was because of the Isser of Tashmish Amit on Yom Kippur. So, Makom Shinogu Lahadik Esaner Fah, Makom Shinogu Shalom Lahadik Ein Madlikin. Madlikin Vibate Knesiot, Vibate Midrashot, Vibimavot HaFelim, Vyagabe HaKulim. However, there would still be a mitzvah to light in the shul, to light in dark alleys, first remez the street lights that we find, the Kiev to light in the Vot HaFelim, and people who need the light for health reasons. Tana, Bein Shamu Lahadik. Bein Shamu Shalom Lahadik Shnei Medavrachat Nitkavne. Lamaisa, both Minhagim were based on the same idea. In some places, women were pretty. So then they said, don't light. In other places, they weren't. So they said, do light. Okay, but everybody's idea was basically the same, to avoid being able on the issue of Tashmish
Hamid. When they weren't pretty, they'd say light anyway?
When they weren't pretty, I'm just joking. I'm saying, whatever it is, that the lighting would make it less likely that they would end up being over on Tashmish Hamid. I was just kidding around about
that. No, I understand.
Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, Dorash, Rava, Va'amech, Kulam, Tzadikim, Le'olam, Yerushu, Aretz, all of them are Tzadikim. Ben Shavar La'avik, Ben Shavar La'olavik. Both were Mechavein for the Rotzad Hashem, Shlem Lo Nitkavim, Ela Devar Echad. You'll sit there, start screaming at each other, tearing each other's throats out, because how can you light a candle in the Yom Kippurim? Le'olam Lo Reinu Devar Kaseh. It's like we had before. Lamai said, you're tearing out the throats of the guys that were doing the things, the Shem Shemayim, to be said at El Ma'am.
What's the pasuk? Amcha, Kulam, Tzadikim, Le'olam,
Yerushu.
No matter what, whether they let it on it. No, I mean, why?
Because we're trying to show that you could do exactly opposite on Huggis for the same tachlis purpose.
Okay.
And for the same good purpose. Mm-hmm. That's the Pella. Exactly the same purpose. So, Adkidekach, people that are upset with others when arguing, well, the whole purpose of the minig is to achieve the same goal that your minig, which is the opposite minig, is set to achieve. So the parochialism of thinking that the other guy is doing the wrong thing, that's what the Navi is coming to bring out. Amech kulam sadik. Amr Rav Yirah Meshmua, Ein mevorchim ala ur, ela b'motzei Shabbat, ho v'tchilat b'riyato. Now this does not have any direct connection to. We've been talking about lighting on Erev Yom Kippur. We'll see how this came to be connected to our mission. And of course, as we know, one of the big issues on Yom Kippur is you say Borei Morei Ha'esh on Mitzvah Yom Kippur. So when you make Abdullah, if you do everything else, what about the Borei Morei Ha'esh? Says Rav Yirah Meshmuel, no, there's no Borei Morei Ha'esh on Yom Kippur. It's only on Mitzvah Shabbat. Because since Tchilat Briyato, we're not being Mavorech on the Eish, we're being Mavorech on the fact that this was the time at which Eish was originated. Because as the Medrash says, it required a human to make a lamp that he would be Nene from the Eish for. So the other Marishan is Prometheus. And here we have the Matzai Shabbos, when I certainly couldn't do it on Shabbos. So Namela, and he saw that it got dark, and he lit. So now, there we make a bracha, but we don't make a bracha stam on the Hano of the Tosu says, why not? But we don't make a bracha stam on the Hano of Ur. Omalei Ahu Saba, Vitema Rabba Barbachana, Yasher. Very good. V'chein Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Ula was driving along in his chamor. So he was walking Karav Azul, and Reb Abba was on his right side, and Rabba Barbachana was coming along on the left. Now, Reb Abba asked Ula, who knew all of Reb Yochanan's memory, Vade Gamrita Mishveid Reb Yochanan Mevorchim Ala Ur Elav Metzei Shabbat, Oyel V'Tchilat Briyatohu? Because I heard from Rabba, in other words, essentially what he's telling him is, now in the presence of Rabba Barbachana, I want to find out if it's really true. You said V'chein Omer Reb Yochanan. So I'm going to ask, did you hear such a thing from Reb Yochanan? That you don't make a Borei Morei Ha'esh on the Tzai Yom Kippur. Only on the Tzai Shabbat. Ooh, boy, did Ula get mad at that one. Oh, that Ula Chazabe Barabba Barbachanan Bishuf. He gave him a look enough to wither away a barrier. Omar Leis, Rabba Barbachanan said, that's not what I said. Hana Lava Ha'amri. It was taken out of context, excuse me. Aha Amri. The Tzani Tanaka made Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Yom HaKippurim, Shechar Liyot B'Shabbat, Af B'Makom Shamru Shalo Ladlik, Madlikim Yikvar HaShabbat. Different issue. Here's where it gets into our mission. What I said was like this. There was a Tana that was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and he said that even though the Mishnah lists a different minhagim, that's only on a normal Yom Kippur. But if it's a Yom Kippur that came out on Shabbos, you do have lakas on there before Yom Kippur, lichvod Shabbos. So in other words, the issue over here is the ner a function of kavod, or is ner a function of oneg? If ner is a function of kavod, then who cares if it's Yom Kippur or not? If, on the other hand, it relates specifically to the elements of oneg on Shabbos, part of the Shalom Bayis is just off the ninth standard, that wouldn't be true. So this is what the Tana said. And what happened was that Rabbi Yochanan said, not necessarily. Only Rabbi Yochanan, but Rey, the Chachamim Osrim, the Chachamim said, Afa Pike, if it's a Mokum Shinagu Shalola Avi, you're not Mavi. That's what I said. Now somebody came along, misinterpreted that, and said that I said that Rabbi Yochanan was saying that you don't make a bracha on a candle on Yom Kippur, which they thought was talking about Mitzvah Yom Kippur. I was talking about Chachamim Osrim, that the only candle that you would like would be after Yom Kippur. I never talked about it. I didn't say that you don't make a bracha. I wasn't talking about that. Others learned that Lamaisa, the two sugyas are interrelated, and that from one he learned to the other, but we're not up to the place in the sugya where we could show that. Oh, Marley, so Ula said, oh, Agate, that's a good shot. That is actually true. That I remember hearing that Rabbi Yochanan said that the Chachamim held that the minhag was more important than Adlokas Ner on Shabbos, and that you would not be Matik Ner on Shabbos in a place where the minhag is not delayed. Our minhag is Vedafka yesterday. Both. You even say a bracha. Matik Ner Shal Shabbat V'Yom HaKippurim. And on Yom Kippur. No, Rabbi Barbachana was talking. Omalei, who? Omalei to Ula, Rabbi Barbachana. No, I never said that. Koyalei Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, This is why it says, Mayim amukim eitza b'lev ish, v'ish tvuna yidlena. There's a lot of deep waters running in a man's heart. You know, you take people's statements right on surface value, and right away you jump on them. Somebody who has tvuna knows how to draw out a person. So apparently this is referring to Ula, because eitza b'lev ish ze Ula. Why ze Ula? Because he understood that Lamaisa, there seems to be an error, but he only looked at him. He didn't start saying, no, he never said that. He didn't say anything. He looked at him. So he's trying to draw him out, but he didn't start saying, how could you say in the name of Yoko? Yoko said exactly the opposite, that you do make a bracha mitzvah yom kippur. And the ish tvuna yidlena, that there's an individual who can understand, so why was he looking at me? Zer Rabba Bar Bachana, that let him know what was really going on. So now, what in fact was the real shita? Why would you be able to be madlik in there on mitzvah yom kippur? For what reason would you make a bracha in there on mitzvah yom kippur? It's not the time of the Bria Sa'or. It just seems to be a silly, you know, because you're used to mitzvah Shabbos, lighting a candle. Why would you light a candle on mitzvah yom kippur? It has nothing to do with the... Ella, what are you going to say? You're lighting a candle because it itself is a show of Havdalah. Why is it a show of Havdalah? And if there was a nair that you had the whole time, so what's the difference? Oh, what was their svara? The inu, command savula. What were they? Why were they saying now, Ula and the Rabba Bar Bachana, that they didn't want to agree that you can't make a bracha? They held of kiyad yom rabinyon bar yefes on Rabbi Yochanan, that there is a time that you're mevorech. Mevorechin ala ur, bein b'motzei Shabbat, ubein b'motzei yom ha-kippurim, v'chein amad aver. That indeed is the normal minhag, but as we'll see tomorrow, it's getting late, that this is not because the chidush ha'ur, but it's rather completely different birchas ha'ur, in which we make a bracha because of havdola itself. Remarkable coincidence, wouldn't you say? That since l'maisa during Yom Kippur, you weren't able to be nenef on the ur. So if the ur was there during Yom Kippur, and you couldn't use it because it's usur on Yom Kippur, so then you can make a bracha because it shows the havdola. Just a coincidence. On Shabbos, when you make it even when you light it. But on Metzah Yom Kippur, you couldn't make the bracha. If you light a candle, you can't make a bracha on that candle. Because why you make a bracha on a candle? Every time you light a candle, you make a bracha. It would have to be a candle that was megala, the difference being Kodesh L'chol.
Very.
Well, it's just very coincidental, wouldn't you think?
That to what?
Well, it happens to be that on Metzah Shabbos, there's a Bria Sa'ur. Therefore, we have a bracha kavua on it. Uh-huh. But where there isn't a bracha that's kavua on the Bria Sa'ur, we also happen to have exactly the same bracha at the time of Avdola, which is when we had the other bracha. Tana Rabbanu Nech Levana V'machich Chaladali or Shalou Chal. Im Yesh Mucharot Miyam Ophin Aliyam. Often the Zeti Machich Halakron Shebitikoa, Rebli Ezer Machich Halakron Shegush Halab, Gidei She'ani Yotzei, Ve'ino Motze Lo Benofo Ve'lo Bikaro Rova. Often the Gorgorot Achich Haluk Pagi Beit Hinei. Om Rebli Yerlo, who is through Pagi Beit Hinei? Elin Yin Meiser, Pagi Beit Hinei, Ve'a Hinei De Tuvine, Er Chayav Ebe Meiser. Often the Tzmar Nachich Halakron Shebitsoa, Rebshibin Gamli Olam Erofin Ashal Ben Akipin, Ve'in Ofin Ashal Ben Ashitzin, Ravinu. Often the Novin Adap Pesach was Ezim Adat Zeres Begrov Vesad Hanukkah B'tmar Madap Purim. V'yom Rabbi B'Rabbi Ofin and Tati Bat Raita Machli. Anyway, how do you explain that? Either be Nechat Shiyuru, or, by Tema, or Katani Behekim, Yesh Bukharot, Miham Ofin Alayim. Tani Rebshibin Gamli Olam Erofin Similarim, Mimim, Similam Akim Bekolim, Similin Ofalim Konim, Similin Shvela Shikma. We have a Pishin Rayel, and Dabar Zekla, Dabar Shinemar, Vaitena Melavet HaKesef Yerushalayim, Gavani Metarazin Natan Kishikmim, Asher Bishvela Lerov. Similarly, milim sinamakim dekolim nafkamin alibi kurim titzanim mivim bikurim lishivas aminim v'lam dekolim shavarim v'lam biperish b'makim. Similarly, dekolim kanim nafkamin alanachalitan. Similarly, shvedim shikma nafkamin alamekach lememka. Actually, hashtadati la'achik kolamim alamekach lememka. Malkam shenagolim kor beim adakala nochrim mochrim. Malkam shenagolim kor in mochrim. Ubechom makom in mochrim lehem beim agasa galim sayachim shenum shvurim. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvura ben betera matir b'sus. Mokam shenagul echol tzli v'leili psachim ochlim. Mokam shenagul shalol echol in ochlim. Om Rav Yoram Rav Asulol Adam Shiyomar Basar Zele Pesachu Neshin Hirik Magdish Pehemta V'yoko Kachin Bechutz V'am Rav Papa Davke Basar Avachit Elo De Minta La Pesacha Ka'ama U Basar Lo Meisra Mav Yasi Tu Desi Shromi Yenigas Bnei Romi Lecho Gidi Yem Bekul Asim B'lei Lepsoche Shokhu Lo Yom Alay Tu Desata Gozu Ani Alecha Nidui Shata Machil Asi Sor Kachin Bechutz Kachin Saka Daita Elay Not Karov Lach El Asi Sor Kachin Bechutz. So you see from there Davke Mekulas Shem Mekulas Lo. No mekulas loshna amar loshna lo amar she'ino mekulas. If he says the Pesach, then but lo pirish lo. Rav Acha Maaser Matzizik Rabbi Shimon Maaser Rav Shei says, hey, wait a minute, Bishleim. If we had it, the name of Rabbi Yosi made sense. Leman the Maaser Rav Shimon minecha v'tznan Rabbi Shimon poter shelo itnadev kiderach mitnadvim. Amar Rav Rashi, what's it going to do any good to have it like Rabbi Yosi? It's still not any good. The Amar Rava Rabbi Shimon b'shitas Rabbi Yosi Amar the Amrath Gartvar Adam Ditfas. My love, mid Rabbi Shimon, sovel like Rabbi Yosi, rested on me, sovel like Rabbi Shimon. Ah, not necessarily. Rabbi Shimon Tzavah like Rabbi Yossi, but not Rabbi Yossi also like Rabbi Shimon. Iboilu. This too, this is Shromi. He was a Gavra Rava, he was a Balag Rofi. Toshma, Od Zodarash, Tudus Ishromi, Maro Uchanani Mishov Azaria, Shomaz Ratma Makidushat Hashem, Lakifshana Eish, Nasuka Vachom Rebatsma Mitzvar Deim, Umatzvar Deim Shein Mitzuvim Akdushat Hashem, Ktivu, Bow Valu Bebetho, Tanurek Visharotecha, Emma Time, Misharot Mitzvot, Etzel Tanuravi, and Bishashatanul Ham, so Anush Mitzuvim Akdushat Hashem, Alakat Kama Vekama, Rabbi Yosef Barovin Omer, this tudus was matu malai lekisha tamid hachomim hoy. Tam Rabbi Yochanan kolam matu malai lekisha tamid hachomim zochev yoshev b'yeshiva shamala. Shnama ki betzela chokma betzela keser hakaser. Malkam shenagu ladlik es aner b'leila yom kippurim madlikim. Malkam shenagu shelo ladlik en madlikim. Umadlikim b'bote kresiot b'bote midrashot b'bote afelim v'yalga v'yacholim. Tana, bein shom ladlik, bein shom shelo ladlik. Shneim lo davar achad nitkavnu. Omra v'Yoshua, Dor HaShrova, V'amech kolam tzadikim l'olam Yerushu Aretz, Ben Shom L'Adlik, Ben Shom L'Shalom L'Adlik, Shneim lo nitkavnu, Ela l'davar echad. Omra v'Yoshua, In mevorchim el ha'ur, Ela b'motzei Shabbat Ho, V'tchvat b'riat Toru. Omra l'Yahu Saba, V'itei meram b'raba b'arachana, Yasher, V'chein Omra v'Yochanan. Ula v'roch kivcham v'yazev, V'avishar b'vazur b'abba m'yemine, Rabba Barbar Khana Mismole, Omale Rabba Lula Vadaidan, Nitu Bishpeter Yochanan, Amy Vorkima Lawur, Elevamatse Shabbat, Hobbit Gilbriato, Hoda Ula Kazabi, Rabba Barbar Khana Bishut, Omale Anna Lava Hamre, Eloha Hamre, the Tani Tana Kamele of Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Menozo, Yomakipum Shkalil Bishabbat, Afma Komsha Omashalon Hadley, Mother Kimmy Bank Voda Shabbat, Voli Rabbi Yochanan Batre, the Chachamim Mosrim. Omale, oh, adate. Koyale, reviyasi, maya mamukim e tabale vish, vish tvuna yidlena, maya mamukim e tabale vish zaula, ish tvuna yidlena, ze rabba barbakana, vinu kaban savua, kedam reviyama bayafasam reviyochanan, that indeed me vorkim alaor, beimu metse shabbat, beimu metse yamakipurim, and indeed vachim amapibam. Tabam.